AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. U.S. warplanes have hit a militant training camp in Africa. Sagar Magani tells us more.
The Pentagon says drones and manned aircraft struck the camp Saturday in central Somalia, where as many as 200 al-Shabaab fighters had gathered.
Training for a large-scale attack.
Navy Captain Jeff Davis says they were likely preparing to hit African or U.S. personnel.
We took action to ensure that they couldn't put that training to use.
Davis says the strike destroyed Rosso camp and killed more than 150 fighters from al-Shabaab, an al-Qaeda-linked group linked to a number of attacks. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The White House says it will be releasing the number of people killed by drone and counterterrorism attacks since 2009. Obama administration counterterrorism and Homeland Security advisor Lisa Monaco tells the Council on Foreign Relations.
Not only is greater transparency the right thing to do, it is the best way to maintain the legitimacy of our counterterrorism actions and the broad support of our allies.
Members of Congress and human rights groups have long called for more transparency about civilians killed by U.S. drones. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan will be laid to rest next to her husband Ronald Reagan at his presidential library in Southern California. She died yesterday at 94. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who served as President Reagan's national security advisor, tells CBS this morning they were a team.
She was an indomitable presence. She really completed the man.
After 18 years, two Super Bowl wins, five MVPs, and setting records for wins and passing, Peyton Manning is retiring from the NFL. During his announcement carried by ESPN, Manning admits it's going to be hard to walk away.
I revere football. I love the game. So you don't have to wonder if I'll miss it. Absolutely. Absolutely, I will.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 14. This is AP Radio News. Six people are dead in an early morning fire that roared through an Atlanta boarding house. Fire Department spokesman Cortez Stafford says the fire trapped the victims inside, five in the back where there was no exit, the other in the front.
The front portion of the home actually did collapse in on itself. So it took a minute for our firefighters, due to the structural collapse of the home, getting to that front portion of the home to search it. We discovered a sixth victim in a front bedroom.
A college student who survived serious injuries in the Boston Marathon bombing died in a car accident yesterday in Dubai. Northeastern University says 23-year-old Victoria McGrath was killed, along with another Northeastern student, Priscilla Perez-Torres. The two, both slated to graduate this spring, were on a personal trip at the time of the crash. McGrath suffered severe shrapnel injuries to her left leg from the first of the two bombs that went off near the marathon finish line, April 15, 2013. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.